The Volume.
Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Using your Aspiration Zero credit card helps fight climate change. It's true. See, Aspiration Zero plants a tree each time you make a purchase. And tree planting is one of the most effective ways to combat global warming. Track your progress in the app and earn 1% cash back each month you reach carbon zero. Aspiration Zero. One card, zero carbon footprint. Learn more at aspiration.com. The Aspiration Zero MasterCard is issued by Beneficial State Bank pursuant to license by MasterCard International Incorporated. Beneficial State Bank, member FDIC 2021.
If you love to be remembered as the person who gives the best birthday gifts, I'm here to tell you that 1-800-Flowers.com is your ultimate birthday gifting destination. 1-800-Flowers has thoughtful and artfully created options that are guaranteed to deliver the best birthday surprise. Shop thousands of unique gifts at 1-800-Flowers.com for exclusive offers and great values. To order today, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
Here with my man Snucky, coming down the home stretch of the NFL regular season. Big Bowl weekend. Probably listening to this after some of the playoff games, but we do, and you can obviously hear him every week, Thursdays, Action Network Podcast, Gambling Extraordinaire. Before we get into the NFL, though, you know, for us out here on the West Coast, and I think around the country, the Rose Bowl would be the most famous bowl. I kind of like Utah in this game. Obviously, Ohio State, you know, it's just one of those situations where you're kind of betting on what team has more to play for. Obviously, Utah is the first time ever in this game. We've seen Whittingham in this spot before when he just has more to gain than, like, what does Ohio State have to gain or lose? None of it matters. All their guys are opting out. Do you think I'm overreacting to Utah +4? But, I mean, I like them to win the game.
Same. I have a money line and plus six, plus four. Look, I mean, in bowls, you have to cap motivation. By the way, Big Bets on Campus, that's my college football and basketball podcast, if you want to check that out also.
Check out that too, Big Bets on Campus.
But yeah, Utah, look, in bowls, you got a handicap motivation here. Ohio State had dreams of going to the college football playoff. And, you know, this is just another bowl for them. Utah, this is the first time they're ever in the Rose Bowl. And guess where it is? Out on the West Coast. Did you see that Pac-12 title game? You better believe that this is going to be a home game for Utah. I don't think many Ohio State fans are traveling out to the West Coast for a Rose Bowl.
Six and a half hour drive from Salt Lake City to Los Angeles.
Yeah, first ever Rose Bowl. You better believe there's going to be a lot of Utah fans there. But yeah, from a motivation standpoint, it's, all right, let's take a look at Utah. They had about five or six guys that declared for the NFL draft. You know, Kobe, Pledger, Tafua, go on and on. Guess what? All of them came out and said, playing in the bowl. Their center. Ohio State, you know, you have Olave, Wilson, they're starting left tackle, they're starting deep. They all opted out. They all declared for the NFL draft, and they're opting out of the bowl. And that tells you all you need to know about the motivation angle here. And I actually think it's a decent matchup for Utah. Ohio State gives up explosive runs, and they allow you to efficiently pass against them. That's exactly what Utah's offense is, and this offense has been rolling since Cam Rising took over. There's going to be issues with Ohio State, especially early on with, all right, we have new receivers in there. Obviously, they have five-star kids, but, you know, you have a reshuffled offensive line, and you got to get all that working. against a really formidable Utah defense. And who knows if even Ohio State shows up. They could lay a massive egg here, as you sometimes see in bowls. So, yeah, I think Utah's very live. And I think that they're, you know, if you look at their body of work since Rising took over, this is one of the, you know, six or seven best teams in the country.
Little similarities in terms of motivation. Last year was a Cincinnati. They played Georgia in the bowl game. And
Georgia,
you know,
had some
a little similar.
It's just, same feel.
Yeah. It's just their Super Bowl. You know, it's hard to you can't manufacture motivation. And that clearly shows up in these non-playoff bowl games.
Yeah, and then you're not going to have your left tackle. You're not going to have your best D tackle. You're not going to have your two-star receivers that could be first-round draft picks. That's sort of big. And who knows who else? You know, I've just mentioned the big ones. The other day, Ohio State at practice, there was only 56 scholarship players spotted. There was three or four other defensive starters that weren't at practice, a number of other depth guys. So, you know, this is going to be one of those situations. You see this with bowls all the time, that all of a sudden you see, you know, right before kick, it's like, all right, well, these guys also opted out and these guys aren't playing. So, yeah, I think it's Utah all the way there.
Okay, let's transition to the National Football League. And we got a little rematch. It felt like this game was 5 days ago, and it wasn't even that much longer ago. The football team, who struggled a little bit on that Tuesday? Yeah, they played Tuesday. Then they played the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football, and one of the worst losses you'll ever see. But they get the Eagles again, like I said, 7-8 days later. You seems to like maybe the football team and Ron Rivera a little bit in this game?
I do. I think that this is a massive market overreaction to what we've seen lately. And, you know, you mentioned these two teams are about to play a couple weeks ago and they ended up playing after some COVID issues. That line opened up as Eagles. The look-ahead line was Eagles -2.5, and then it reopened to -3 after McLaurin's concussion. And then obviously went up to like 10 after the whole Washington team was out. But it was Eagles -3 at home. Now your Eagles are laying 3.5 on the road here. Not much difference, home field advantage, a divisional game. But what have the Eagles done since, right? You obviously have to downgrade. You have to downgrade Washington a bit for last weekend. It was obviously an embarrassing loss. But who have the Eagles beat? I mean, you're talking about Garrett Gilbert. You're talking about the Jets. You're talking about Jake Fromm. So, I mean, what has really happened to all of a sudden make me think that the Eagles are a completely different team than what we've seen? And this is an Eagles team this year. Here are their wins: Falcons, Panthers, Lions, Broncos, Saints with Simeon, Jets, Washington with Gilbert, and Giants with Fromm. That's it. So I think you get Washington's best effort here. They still have a shot at the playoffs, by the way. I mean, they win and the Saints just split their final two.
Who does? The football team is still alive?
Believe it or not. And you know, But I think mainly, you know, it's an barely outside shot. But I think that they're going to get up here mainly to spoil Eagles' season. It's a divisional game. These teams are going to get up for this game, and you'll get Washington's best effort after getting completely embarrassed last week. And just to put numbers to that, teams after not covering by 28 or more points in the previous week since 2003 in the NFL are 78-46-5 against the spread. That's 63%. Just speaks to the buy low, sell high nature of the NFL market. You see a team just get absolutely obliterated. Who wants to back them? So I think you're getting value here with getting the hook at home. So give me Washington against an Eagles team that hasn't beat anybody all year.
Well, I just had to check because at 34-10, you know, that final score, a little deceiving given that it was 3-3 at halftime against the Giants.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, it's just an Eagles team that before this run of beating the Jets and then Giants with Fromm and Washington with Gilbert, they lost to the Giants, right? I mean, they lost at New York. So they haven't really done anything all year. Washington should be getting most of their players back off the COVID list. So it should be close to a full strength team here for whoever's not on IR. So yeah, I think there's a lot of value here with Washington catching 3.5 at home.
Well, one of my early bets this week, obviously last week he played a weird game. He was pretty terrible in Matt Stafford. But with Dallas potentially, I think they play in the morning. If they beat Arizona, the Rams will be playing to win the NFC West. They could clinch it because they'd have a 2-game lead with 1 game remaining. And the Ravens, who I got to give you credit, talked me out of last week against the Bengals because I was going to hammer them. That, thank God, I did not. But I do like the Rams in this situation. What about you?
No, I'm on. I played some Ravens plus four here. I like them down to 3.5. You should be getting a lot of pieces back. One of the reasons I hated the Ravens, and I've been fading them the last couple weeks, it's my team. But one of the reasons that I didn't like them last week because they had no secondary left. And that was just a disaster. They blitz. They play man. It's not great against Joe Burrow. By the way, Joe Burrow is going to see another defense that likes to blitz and plays a lot of man this week in Kansas City. But, you know, the Ravens should be getting Jimmy Smith back this week. Chris Westry. You know, they got a bunch of guys that just came off the COVID list. Lamar Jackson's going to get shot up and start. We'll see. You know, he's limping around in practice, but people don't realize he's going to get shot up and taped up. We'll see how he can go. But Huntley is available. This is just a classic Harbaugh spot. I mean, by the way, the Ravens have won, you know, lost four straight. The Rams have won four straight. Their second straight road game on the East Coast. And classic Harbaugh spot where you have huge special teams edge. And believe it or not, you have an enormous coaching edge here. People think that McVay is like this real sharp, and he's unbelievable play caller, schemer, head coach, awful with game management and fourth down decisions. Over the last 5 years, actually the worst in the NFL in fourth down decisions. And Harbaugh is obviously going to be much more aggressive, and he is one of the sharpest in the NFL. But this is a Ravens team and a classic Harbaugh spot in front of a raucous home crowd. Now, this is a bigger home crowd, home field advantage than usual. Second straight road game. It's a non-conference game. You're not familiar with the environment. You're going to have some weather here for a West Coast team. And for whatever it's worth, Stafford against teams with winning records is 36% against the spread. Now, some of that has to do with the Lions. But I think the Ravens play up here. I think you're going to get Lamar Jackson to start. And you know, he was practicing Wednesday. Huntley is available if needed. It'll be a much healthier Ravens team. This line, I don't think, should be over a field goal. So I'm taking the four with the Ravens. Harbaugh's been unbelievable as a dog in his career. So I'm siding with the Ravens. I think, mark my words, Rams miss a couple field goals here. Tucker doesn't. And this game is decided by a field goal late.
Really quick before, I know you're a big go for it guy, and I'm not opposed to it either. The going for two at the end of the games to win it, like, I'm for that. What is your stance on Brandon Staley? Was it the Thursday night game, end of half? Instead of kicking the field goal, he went for it, got denied, and left up those 3 points. Ended up obviously going to overtime.
Yeah, I mean,
were you for it in that?
No,
move?
I was not. And I had the Chargers. What did I have? The Chargers in I took them live plus 14. So I didn't really care from a betting perspective. And I said, you can't go for this here. You got to take points. And one of the advantages of going for it inside the opponent's five or three is that if you don't get it, they have to start at the three or five, right? And if you do it at the end of
the first quarter, third quarter, or whatever.
Yeah, if you do it at the end of the half, on the last play of the half, you're starting fresh in the second half. So you lose that entire advantage. Staley is, for me, is way too aggressive. People always just say, the analytics say to go for it. You're the announcers always say that. That's not the case. There's times when you should go for it, times when you shouldn't. There's also just, you have to have a feel for the game. There's certain matchup advantages and other things that you have to consider. Things when you go for two at the end of the game, all right, Harbaugh even said it. He's like, we had no corners left. I didn't want to go to overtime. Or if you think you have a really good play. Or if you're the underdog, you don't want to go to, there's many other things to consider. I think Staley's philosophy is just, he kind of backed himself into a corner early in the season. They were going for it a lot and they kept getting it. And now he just like goes for it all the time. I think he goes for it way too much. I completely disagree for that one.
Okay. I'm glad you were on my side there. Okay. Tennessee, who just, you know, I don't know how he does it, but Mike Vrabel wins a lot of freaking games. The Dolphins, who have a little Eagles-ish, rattle off a lot of wins against a lot of rando quarterbacks. But I give Flores a lot of credit. They easily, I mean, honestly, they felt like a 4-win team, you know, when they started like that, and he somehow got them potentially to 8-9 wins. Now he does finish with Tennessee and then I think New England next week, right? So this week at Tennessee, they're coming off that, them and the Niners coming off that little mini Thursday bye, the last Thursday night game of the year. Titans minus 3.5. I still, if AJ Brown's back, he just changes their team. As we saw last week, he just makes them. I mean, he's a dominant fucking player. You know, I just kind of like the Dolphins defense. So I think I would probably, and I'm not a Tua guy. I don't trust their offense, but the Titans are just, they win these crazy close games. I feel like I would take the Dolphins plus 3.5. How about you?
No, I took the Titans, but I need a you need to get a 3 or maybe a money line here. The total is like 40. So the hook is really important here. And I think that if this line is going to come down to 3 eventually. I think you'll see sharper money just taking the hook with Miami. But, I mean, you alluded to it. The Dolphins, after losing to Trevor Lawrence, and then they lost to Atlanta at home, they beat Tyrod Taylor, who's been awful this year in his first game back, Lamar Jackson. Those are only good wins. Zach Wilson, Joe Flacco, Cam Newton, Mike Glennon, and Ian Book. 6 of those quarterbacks aren't in the top 35 in the league right now. Some of them are third string quality. Some of them shouldn't even be in the league. I mean, Cam Newton, Joe Flacco, Glennon, Ian Book. So I don't believe in this Dolphins offense at all. I think that everyone's going to be back for Tennessee. And with Tennessee will have some success running the ball. You can run on Miami. And then most importantly, I think Jones and Brown will be back. And if you look at a lot of Tennessee's offensive metrics, really deflated because they haven't had Henry, they haven't had Brown. I mean, they're 5-1 when Brown and Jones are in the lineup together. How do you take advantage of this Miami defense? It's really aggressive, a lot of man on the outside, a lot of...
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet 5. That's it, $5 and get 200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Blitzing pressure. You got to have receivers on the outside that can win one-on-one matchups. You saw it, you know, early in the season. Buffalo. Take a look at Buffalo's results over the last 2 years against Miami. They destroy them every time they play. Early in the year, I think they won like 49-0. Last year was just
killed
because it's Allen. They have receivers on the outside that can win man battles. You saw it with Tampa before against Miami, and Jones and Brown should be back here, and they can win these one-on-one matchups on the outside. The Tennessee defense could hold its own here because Miami's offense is abysmal. I mean, it's just Tua checking it down.
I mean, if it wasn't for a pick six on Monday night, that game was pretty close.
I mean, their offensive line, it's not all on Tua because they don't have a running game, and then their offensive line is the worst in the NFL. I mean, it is just holding balls and letting up pressure. So you got to wait for the three here, but I think Tennessee gets this done at home. This fluke run for Miami, who's the first team in NFL history to win 7 straight and lose 7 straight in the same season, comes to an end.
Can I tell you about my friends at Shopify? It's the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Shopify gives entrepreneurs the resources once reserved for big business, so upstarts, startups, and established businesses alike can sell everywhere, synchronize online in-person sales, and effortlessly stay informed. Scaling your business is a journey and endless possibility. I love how Shopify has the tools and resources that make it easy for any business to succeed, from down the street to around the globe. Like mine, Shopify powers millions of businesses, from first scale to full scale. Reach customers online, across social networks, and in an ever-growing suite, integrations and apps, including Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest, and even more. Gain insights as you grow with detailed reporting of conversion rates, profit margins, and beyond. More than a store, Shopify grows with you. This possibility powered by Shopify. Go to shopify.com/John, that's all lowercase, for a free 14-day trial and get full access to Shopify's entire suite of features. Grow your business with Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/JOHN, shopify.com/John.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go, almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them, with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Okay, the last one here before I get you out of here, because I saw this game coming from a mile away. I remember the same matchup happened last year, but it was in Vegas, and the Colts beat the shit out of the Raiders. Now, the Wentz situation, they changed the rules. It feels like he's going to play in this game. I love the Colts. I mean, I think they could win by 30 points in this game. Just a bad matchup for the Raiders, who struggled to score against a good Colts defense. And just, to me, the Colts are just in a completely different universe as a team. And the Raiders aren't terrible, but I think the Colts are just good. It's -6.5 right now. I could see them winning by several touchdowns. How about you?
Yeah, I think that it's Colts or nothing. I mean, the big wild card is Wentz going to play. And you would think that he is. I mean, they changed the – so it basically comes down, they changed the rules that if the doctors clear him and doesn't show any symptoms, right? So it's like, all right, well, go ahead in. You know, so unless he's really sick – he's probably going to play, but if you end up having Sam Ellinger, could be a problem, because I assume the Raiders just completely load the box. The Raiders, you know, they're playing cover 3 50% of snaps. The next highest in the NFL is like 28%. I don't know what they're doing on defense, but the one thing that they do well is they don't give up a lot of explosive plays. They have safeties way deep. But yeah, I mean, you can run on them, and on the other side of the ball, their offense is just fading hard. I mean, they've scored since the bye week in week 8. Here's what they scored: 16, 14, 13, 36 in Dallas, thanks to Sean Hockley, who gave them about 30 points, 15, 9, 16, and 17. They've scored over 17 once in the last 8 games since the bye. That's stunning. And it was just all pass interference calls on Thanksgiving. So, yeah, I mean, this offense is just...
And Waller, who's healthy now, went on the COVID
list. And he went
list,
on Wednesday, it's a lot iffier for him, and he's just huge to that offense. They just don't have the weapons on the outside. They don't have the offensive line. Their running game's struggling. Their entire offense is explosive pass plays, right? And a lot of it is Carr underthrowing it. You saw it in Dallas, and they just got to hit explosive pass plays. And he's been good given what he has to work with this year. But Indianapolis, elite at preventing explosive pass plays, play a lot of zone. And where Carr thrives against man, teams that blitz him, and he's got to get rid of it, and he's going deep. That's not the Colts. They don't blitz. They're going to play a lot of zone. They don't give up explosive pass plays. So, yeah, I don't think this is a great matchup. For
how are they going to block Buckner?
Yeah,
you got
to give credit. I mean, look, you got to give credit for the Raiders what they've done, but the last 2 weeks to get back in the playoff positioning, they beat Nick Mullins 16-14, and then they beat Drew Locke 17-13. It's before that they've lost almost everything except that Dallas fluky win. Other than that, they lost five in a row before those last two games against backup quarterbacks. So, yeah, I would agree with you. I think it's Colts or nothing. You're probably getting them a little cheap here just with all the uncertainty around Wentz. But I would think he's probably 80-90% to go just because the only thing he has to clear is Agreed. The doctor saying he's good and he's not showing symptoms. Or he just can't be, like, really sick and then, like, incapable of playing. But, I think that it's Colts or nothing there.
Okay. Thanks for your knowledge.
Happy New Year.
Thanks for your energy. Thanks for your gambling. And Happy New Year. And let's make a little money. I'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely. Have a good one, brother.
Get right to the romance and find the way to wow this Valentine's with 1-800-Flowers.com. From classic roses and bouquets to decadent chocolate-covered berries, gourmet treats, and more, surprise your Valentine with 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, get the 18-stem Enchanted Rose Medley for $39.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait.
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.